This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Pamela Brown Goodacre is a Kalamazoo Township trustee and one of three Democrats running for State House in the 60th District, which includes the city of Kalamazoo. Current Representative Sean McCann is not running for re-election, so he can instead run for State Senate. Pamela Brown Goodacre, thank you very much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
We're also joined by Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Pamela Brown Goodacre, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit more about yourself and briefly why you're running for State House?
I was originally born in Kansas City, Missouri, and my father got a job at the Upjohn Company in 1974, and we've been in Kalamazoo since then. My family has been in Kalamazoo since then. I am a mother of three sons and married to James Goodacre for 15 years. I am a graduate of Western Michigan University, go Broncos, and a bachelor's and MFA in English creative writing. And so I also studied at Wayne State University, where I in the English Film Studies Department. So I have taught part-time at Western K College, KVCC, Wayne State, and Henry Ford Community College. And right now, for the past 5 years, I am a part-time lecturer at the University of Michigan, which I will start my class in a few weeks. I became a trustee for the Kalamazoo Charter Township in November 2012. I was the first person of color, African-American, to be voted in. And it's been an exciting time. I'm also the only woman on the board. And so it's been an exciting time. I've learned a lot about governing and at that level and at what needs to be done. And it's just been a pleasure. And I've grown a lot, learning a lot about how to govern.
Alex, first question for Pamela Brown Goodacre.
Pamela, you mentioned in your candidacy announcement that you're an advocate for sensible gun laws. Would you have supported a package of bills that were recently passed by the House and Senate that would amend the Michigan Handgun Act to exempt gun ownership forms, permits, and licenses from Freedom of Information Act requests?
Absolutely not. I think that we need stricter gun control laws. As you can see with the violence that we are experiencing in our community now, which is really, really, really tragic and sad, that most of the guns that are even lawful are used against women and children. So we really need to get control of this and stop becoming a violent culture and protect our citizens. So I am for stricter gun control laws. And even though we do own several guns, it is something that that should be in the hands of people who are going to do the right thing by them and protect other people with them.
How do you figure out who that person is that's going to do the right thing and screen them out from the person who is going to do the wrong thing?
That's a very difficult process, I think. That would be the first step, would be to have to check and make sure that people who are not having mental issues should not be able to take out a gun. And there should be a process of when you buy a gun, that you should maybe take out a form and then a process of seeing checks on who should have guns and who shouldn't. Not enjoying this that anyone can have a gun and that this happens to people.
Alex?
What are your thoughts on the recent minimum wage bills signed by Governor Snyder that will raise the minimum wage to $9.25 by 2018? Would you have preferred to see the issue go to the ballot for the $10.10 per hour that the petition drive was seeking instead?
Absolutely. I think the will of the people with the ballots, that with the petitions, stated that they wanted it to be $10.10, and that's what should have been done. I'm very disappointed in that. I think it's a step, but I would have liked to seen the will of the people and it gone to the ballot. And at that, we can take this step. We can, but I'm really for a living wage and have been for a very long time.
Given the political realities, do you feel that this was a fair compromise, the 925?
One thing that I've learned as being a politician is that you do have to take these kinds of compromises. But One thing that I do for sure is never give up on my goal. Never give up on the goal that we were striving for 10-10 and for a living wage that people can support their families and live on and not live in poverty.
If you had been in the Michigan House at the time that bill came up for $9.25 an hour by 2018, would you have voted for it?
I would have had a very difficult time voting for it because it does sublimate the will of the people. And I have a difficult, other than that, raising the minimum wage from $9 to $9.28 by 2015, it's
2018.
I probably would not have voted for that.
You said that you're in favor of a living wage. Is $10.10 an hour your definition of a living wage?
No.
What would be Seattle's minimum wage?
That would be great for Seattle's minimum wage. And I say this because I have worked as a single parent with three children, and at one time I worked in minimum wage jobs, and at one found a job where I was paid $11 an hour back in 1989. That made such a difference in our lives that I was able to get an apartment. I was able to, one of my biggest things that I was able to do was buy furniture. I could save and buy furniture. I bought my first brand new TV. We had health insurance at that time too. And we had dental insurance. So I was able to provide for my children. And, I remember going and buying school clothes and buying shoes and walking my three children in. And I was able to buy school clothes and I was able to buy shoes. And we went to the shoe store and, came out with not only shoes for them, but a pair of shoes for me. And so I totally understand what is needed because I've been there. It's not like it's something I'm talking about from afar. It's somewhere that I've lived in and walked in.
Just so I get a number out of you.
15
an hour,
yes,
is a living wage. Okay. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Pamela Brown Goodacre. She's a Kalamazoo Township trustee, and she's one of three Democrats who's running for State House in the 60th District, which includes the city of Kalamazoo. Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell is here as well. Alex?
Pamela, Governor Snyder has spoken about possibly examining expanding the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to include protections for LGBT citizens. Is that something that you'd be in favor of?
Absolutely. And at the township level, I was totally in support of our non-discrimination ordinance and including, because we did not have a non-discrimination ordinance when I came on board. And that was one of the things that I championed, and especially inclusion of our LGBT community.
The federal courts are apparently going to decide whether or not Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage stands or whether it's unconstitutional. From your standpoint, do you think same-sex marriage should be legal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And will be legal. It's only a matter of time. And so hopefully it'll be sooner than later. And I would definitely vote for it, yes.
I should note we are speaking on Thursday, June 12th. Last night or early this morning, the state Senate was not able to come to an agreement on a plan to increase funding for Michigan roads. Perhaps by the time people hear this, that will have changed. But what would be the plan that Pamela Brown Goodacre would put forward for funding infrastructure road and bridge improvements?
That's a difficult one. At this particular point at the township, we are working on assessing. We are working on assessment for our miles of roads that we need to fix. I see that one of the things that the state wants to do is to take money from the sales tax or increase the gasoline sales tax. I think that would probably be the best way to go.
Vehicle registration fees, would you favor increasing those?
I don't think I would in favor that. I think that they would like to do that, but I think that it impacts some people negatively.
Wouldn't raising the gas tax also impact some people negatively?
It would, but yeah, I guess... I would have to think about that. Even though I've thought about some, I really would like to see how it impacts poor people and people who are struggling as a whole to fix our roads. But we definitely have to figure out a way to do that.
Alex?
Pamela, as municipalities throughout Michigan have taken measures to make marijuana enforcement a low priority or to criminalize it altogether. In states such as Colorado and Washington have full-out legalized it. Would the decriminalization of marijuana be something that you'd be in favor of? And if so, would legalization be something you could ultimately support?
I would be in favor of decriminalization, and legalization would be something that I would support.
What steps do you think would need to be taken to get to legalization? Do you think statewide decriminalization would be a good first step, and then possibly examining legalization down the line? Or do you think that jumping headfirst into it, like Washington and Colorado have done, would be the better step?
I'm not sure which would be. I would have to study that a little bit more, but I know eventually that the goal is that we legalize marijuana. I would vote for decriminalization, because certainly the issue of 50% of police stops that we saw in the paper that were of marijuana related. That is a concern. And eight out of 10 of those were African-Americans. That's a real concern of mine. So I would like to see the decriminalization of marijuana. And then we can regulate it like we do alcohol. You know, that's what I'd like to see. And tax.
All right, we're down just a couple of minutes left. We have interviewed both of the other candidates who are running in this race, and I think someone who's listened would say that there's pretty broad agreement between the three of you on a lot of issues, things like minimum wage, road funding, amending the Elliott-Larsen Civil Rights Act. There may be some difference in details, mm-hmm. but broadly speaking, you're on the same page. So what are things that the voter should think about then when they're picking between the three of you? You know, what separates you? What are the things that, if it's not necessarily position on issues, what should stand out to them?
I think that that would be why I would run in this race. And I was looking around and seeing a lot of things that need to be changed. And I am definitely invested and a stakeholder in this area. My family moved here. My parents are buried here. My grandchildren, my children graduated from Kalamazoo Public Schools. My children graduated, and myself and my mothers and my sisters graduated from Western. We live here. We know from the bottom to middle class life what is going on. And I have an ability to see this and have an experience of knowing how to what we need. And I don't have to ask that because I'm a stakeholder here and have been a stakeholder for a long time and will continue to be a stakeholder here. On the other side, there are things that have to be done, and the status quo is one of the reasons why I am running, because we have to get in and change things for the new millennium. And if people are looking to move us to in the direction of progression and technology and science, and then I'm your person. I'm the person for you, because I work with new millenniums, and I have to, and I know that what we need to do in order to move forward.
Pamela Brown Goodacre, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Pamela Brown Goodacre is a Kalamazoo Township trustee. She is one of three Democrats who's running for State House in the 60th District, which includes the city of Kalamazoo. And thanks again to Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell.
Thanks, Gordon.
Longer versions of the interviews on West Southwest can be heard at wmuk.org. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.